This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Picture this. It's the 1960s. And you own a football team. And you guys are getting your asses kicked. Bless you. For owning a football team. You guys are getting your ass kicked. You keep hearing about these boys down at Grambling State University, Jackson State University, Tennessee State University, all these schools for coloreds. But the league that you're owner in, you say, no, we don't want that. We don't want that. Those boys can't play any other positions. They can't play quarterback. They can't play center. They can't play middle linebacker. They can't play strong safety. They can't do it. See, those is thinking man's positions.
Greg, what's gotten into you?
These are just the opinions I have.
But then this hot shot comes in, and his name is Al. And Al, he's about the money. And he says, I'm going to pick those guys.
Let them play.
They can't play. Oh, I forgot two other positions. They can't play left guard, right guard. Now, hey, that's a good name for a deodorant.
Now, sir, all the other problems aside here, do you really think center and left guard is a thinking man's position?
Like it is.
Everything else aside.
You have to be able to count the snap.
Okay, well, we're setting the bar pretty low for a thinking man.
Left guard, right guard. Keep that, write that down, right guard.
I love how we all have these beautiful Los Angeles accents.
Where's the league headquarters at this time?
New York City, I believe.
Ah, yes, New York City. I'm walking over here.
When they leave New York, we say, y'all come back now, you hear?
Y'all get on back up here to Brookline. The Bronx, Queens, although I call it Kings, because I'm a misogynist.
No, I want to let them play. It'll give me a decided advantage against my opponents.
Al, what do you mean decided advantage? The boys can't think. They're coming out of schools like Bethune-Cookman.
Name some more.
Delaware State.
Alcorn State.
Alcorn State. Alabama A&M, Alabama State, Prairie View A&M.
Time lapse of the sunset. And lastly, Yale.
The medical college, Drew Medical School in Compton, California, which has no sports program, but technically is still.
That's where we got our new trainer.
They can't train.
It's a thinking man.
It's a thinking man's job. They can't tell you how to run and when to run. But Al Davis, he went against that.
That's right.
We all have these Los Angeles, New York accents, and Mr. Davis has a Voldemort.
Mr. Davis is straight from hell, from the bowels of hell. And that is why he chose to be the first owner in NFL history to allow black men to play thinking man's positions. Because today, on Foosballs, it's Raider Day.
Dun, 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 dun.
The autumn wind.
Kevin, will you pull up? I got two things for you to pull up. It's Raider Day here on Foosballs, ladies and gentlemen. listening to the podcast, and we got none other than what I just learned is the biggest Raider fan himself.
I had no idea either.
Never would have known this.
I woke up in the studio, and I guess we're ready to talk about specifically the Los Angeles Raiders.
Okay, well, that changes things since they've been gone for 30 years now.
Yeah. They left a little earlier than I remember when I looked it up the other day. It was like 1997, they were already the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, they left in both teams.
They're a well-traveled
Raiders
team.
Left in 94, mm-hmm. and then the Rams left in 95. But the Rams left L.A. in 79. Did you guys know this?
That's got to be like
Yes. I used to do background with that guy.
Now we're just watching TV.
Is that okay?
Yeah, so on these Samsung TVs, like, you know, you'll turn it on and there's like a channel just dedicated to one show. Mm-hmm. Mine's currently just set to Kitchen Nightmares. Anytime I turn my TV
it's
on,
Kitchen Nightmares. Mine is set to, they have a Big Ten Classics or like a College Classics channel. It's just Big Ten. They have a College Classics channel. So sometimes, today when I got up this morning and like turned on the TV to play a little bit of MLB The Show, it was on. Michael Jordan versus Ralph Sampson. But they also like play like Bradley Beal versus whoever was playing at the time Bradley Beal was playing. I don't remember. Bradley Beal played for Florida, right?
Yeah. He did.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is not a basketball podcast, but they play football games too.
Okay, I got to find guys, you gotta guys, get you should check that one channel. Out.
Because I was getting sick. I was on Hell's Kitchen. Okay. And I was getting sick of it.
Yeah, it's really annoying. So I had Medium for a long time. I don't even know how I've changed it. Like, every time I'd turn on the TV, there was just Medium. And I've never watched the show before, so I like hadn't tried to piece out like what is this about? Yeah.
It makes you mad because you have to take that one extra effort to just go click.
Yeah. Like, fuck. Starting over.
I didn't know about this a few years ago. Ours was, and our dog would always like hit the remote and turn on the TV. And I didn't know about this, like always turning on it. And it was a show called Lucky Dog about a guy who finds homes for dogs that need them. And for like a month before we realized this, we were like, does the dog know how to turn on this dog show? And then he doesn't care. He doesn't pay attention to it.
He wants you to watch.
Yeah. It's like, maybe you guys could pick up a few things.
About finding a good home for me.
Yeah.
There's hair in here. Okay. Amir Blumenfeld is here, by the way.
Yes, thank you.
Give it up for Amir Blumenfeld.
Appreciate it.
Of Jake and Amir fame, of College Humor. Amir, did you know I used to watch you in high school on television?
No, I didn't.
Have I told you this?
No.
Yeah.
Thank you.
On the College Humor show on MTV.
That was a classic, 2-time Emmy Award-winning College Humor show on MTV.
Y'all got 2 Emmys from that?
Well,
who keeps the Emmys at whose house?
We didn't actually win an Emmy, but Sam Reich would have kept them.
Oh, okay, because he started it?
He didn't start it, but now he's carried the torch. So he's earned that trophy now.
Yeah.
The actual story of the show is that it was aired for 6 weeks and then never again.
Damn, it stuck out in my head.
That's interesting.
One thing specifically, I know Sam was a part of this, but I can't remember if it was you or Streeter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, which the What's Your Fantasy dance?
Yeah, that was Sam and Dan Gerwich.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That made me laugh to no end.
Wow.
I really thought that was funny when I was young.
You're one of the 29,000 people who have seen that show.
Yeah. I used to watch that shit every week.
That's incredible. That and Nitro Circus.
Nitro Circus, I used to watch that too. I used to watch Nitro Circus. Of course, Robin Big.
Yeah.
Fantasy Factory.
That was a whole Sunday night block.
Yeah.
And then Fantasy Factory took off and everything else sort of left in the dust.
Yeah, I wasn't doing nothing else on Sunday nights.
There we go.
What else are you doing at 17 years old on Sunday night? Like, there are no parties.
No.
Yeah, you're doing, like, Fox's Animation Domination.
Yeah.
And then, I guess rolling on over to MTV.
Yeah. There's no, like, there keeping was no. And then after those shows were over, I would turn to MTV Jams and watch music videos for the rest of the night and get on AIM.
Simpler times.
Yeah.
Simpler times, man.
Pre-9/11.
And during the summer. No, this was not pre-9/11.
Well, pre-9/11, 2008.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah. It was the summer of 2008.
Something happened that day. It's a less talked about 9/11, but something happened on 9/11/08.
Yeah.
3 people died, which is fine. Less than average.
Summer 2008, you know, you got football practice the next morning. That's all you got. You don't have school. Wow. What a time.
Damn.
What a time. Anyway, a Raiders fan from 1982. To 1994.
Me specifically,
1980 to 1994.
So when they moved, you said no more?
No. The story goes, I grew up in L.A., so I was a L.A. Lakers, Dodgers, Raiders fan. And then when the Raiders moved, I stuck with it a little bit. Yeah. And then I probably peaked around when they made the Super Bowl.
'02.
And Rich then
Gannon.
It was about...
Garrett Robbins.
Yeah, exactly. All those guys. That didn't he kill somebody the night of the Super Bowl or something?
Just went off. And
yeah,
with the Tijuana.
And then it was like 20 years of like mediocrity, and then even worse. And then it was just like never doing anything. And I think my like fantasy football sports thing went up, and my Raider fandom went down. Yeah. And the flame was just finally completely extinguished.
Like no, they moved not to, like, the flame.
It was all gone by the time they like moved to Vegas. Now I'm like two cities away, and like I don't have a connection with this at all.
Oh, interesting.
Too bad. Yeah.
We should have got someone else.
But yep, there are no other Raiders fans. I'm still the number one.
My granddad's a Raider fan, and I'm also a pseudo Raider fan because of my grandpa and because of what I was talking about in the picture. This Al Davis, I don't know how progressive it was, but he was the first person to draft black players to play certain positions.
It's funny because like Branch Rickey gets like, who is the
Dodger
guy who signed Jackie Robinson, gets a lot, I would say an outsized amount of credit compared even to Jackie Robinson.
Yeah.
He gets to be played by Harrison Ford, and he's the same. He actually had a long career. He was, I think, with the Cardinals before that and won a bunch of World Series. Like, you know, Branch Rickey, not to shit on the guy, but like he gets this universally positive praise. Al Davis, people never talk about that.
No.
That's how stupid of a haircut he has. Yeah. That's his son.
His son's a
son. It's genetic.
Imagine having a haircut so bad that your father's civil rights legacy is erased. Yeah. That's tough.
He did. He also wouldn't play. He wouldn't let the team play. This was AFL. But if there was a hotel that wouldn't let all the players sleep together in one room.
In one bed. Willy Wonka style.
All 53 players. He wouldn't. Maybe he was a little bit progressive. But he seems like such a weird guy. By the time he got older, by the time he like was near death, he was just falling.
Which he was
apart.
Near death, it seemed to be, for a long time.
A long time.
And I'm like,
he was always 68 years old.
Yeah, and in people's minds, it's like him and Jerry Jones are these punchlines. And it's like Jerry Jones, on the other hand, is like there yelling while they're trying to integrate schools. You know what I mean? He's literally in the background of those photos.
I thought it was a line to go to the bathroom, honestly. I didn't know what they were yelling about. But he looked really
Forrest
mad.
Gump. Forrest Gump in all the worst
Jones has had like the, he's racist like the Forrest Jim Crow Gump. Forrest Gump, but he's always on the bad side of everything.
What did he say about that? He had a statement. He was just like, that was a
he just
time.
Went, boys will be boys.
It was a different time.
I was just with my friend. Talk.
Yeah, I mean, you see, I love him now.
Ain't got no problem with him.
Got no problem with him. Now, hand me that salt shaker so I can put it on my McGriddle. Did y'all see that in Hard Knocks?
No.
That stood out to me.
He poured salt on a McGriddle sandwich.
He put salt on a McGriddle. Now, people have roasted me because when I get a McGriddle, I like to put jelly on it. And people go, it's already sweet. And I go, get the fuck out of my business.
Jelly on the egg.
On the sandwich itself.
Yeah, but there's egg in the sandwich.
Yeah.
That's like a different flavor that you like to add. To me,
adding salt to
any fast
crazy.
Food item is insane.
Yeah. Especially because there's so much sodium.
That's what I'm saying.
I promise you, Jerry, there's plenty of salt on
there. Plenty.
Well, have you seen him? He's sort of a raisin man himself.
Yeah, just all.
Yeah, he's probably 80% salt.
Yeah, the moisture has been sucked out of it.
It's kind of crazy that he was eating McDonald's at all.
That Jerry Jones eating McDonald's? Yeah. Well, you know, McDonald's breakfast is universal. I feel like if you're pounding like Big Macs all the time, then you got that much money, then you're a little wild.
Yeah.
But breakfast, you know, you can get you a hot cake.
It's a nice little
It's kind of like
show up to the office. Yeah. You got your assistant there. Yeah. Ready?
Yeah. I was an assistant once on set on this show filming in like someone's mansion. It was like a $10 million mansion in like South Pasadena. And I met the guy who owned the house. And then later I was at Crafty and he walked up to Crafty, this guy with this $10 million house. And he just goes, ooh, Uncrustables, and grabbed one. And I was like, fuck yeah, man. Stay real. Like, you know, no matter how rich you get, you can still want an Uncrustable.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything I would take out of my diet.
Like, you're a billionaire.
Yeah. Like, that's why I'm so mad.
Oh, yeah.
Only
adding stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're getting postmated now. That's no object.
Will you
here.
Postmate me 10 cans of Vienna sausages, premium crackers, and a bottle of hot sauce, please?
That'll be $81?
Yeah. What? And still complaining about it.
Yeah. Fuck bullshit.
What are all these fees on DoorDash?
I'll go get it myself. I'm in the wrong rack.
Get my helicopter.
Then you're doing one day a week DoorDash after that.
Kevin, will you type in an autumn wind NFL? This is the
NFL Films.
This is NFL Films.
Yeah, John Facenda.
Here are, in my opinion, three of the worst.
All right, so this is an ad for the Trading Academy. All right, here we go. The Raiders.
This shit gets me so
pumped
up.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash.
Seeing a lot of clips from the 60s and 70s Raiders.
And Kenny the Snake.
And a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country.
Hip drop tackle.
A villain bent and bold.
Like I was just fine for this.
And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their
The Weak. Autumn wind Trash. Is a raider,
pillaging just for fun.
That was O.J. Simpson.
He'll knock tackle. You round yeah. and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
There he is.
Yeah.
Al Davis, 80 years old for 80 years straight.
We talked about it on the show before, but they remixed them in 2005. Also, keep your headphones near you because we got to show this one too.
Oh.
Will you type in? This is my favorite thing. Can you see, by the way? Can you see the TV? There's lights in front of us.
Yeah.
I can see a little bit.
I can see enough.
Type in the Silver and Black Attack.
By Carl Tart.
By Carl Tart.
Spoken word poetry.
I guess that one might be. Better. Yeah.
Carl made an NFL 86 mashup album.
If you want to watch from home.
Is this their version of the Super Bowl shuffle?
Yeah. This is the Raiders version of the Super Bowl shuffle. Silver and Black Attack. LA Raiders theme song 1986.
Of course, it was the next year.
Costas also 70 years old forever.
Yeah.
It's weird seeing him without
odd hair.
It's weird seeing him without pink eye.
Yeah. Tony La Russa had shingles. He had pink eye. My mistake.
I wonder how they think this is going to be.
This was shot during the halftime of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We got to learn.
They didn't win that, right?
Tom Flores is like, I've got to talk to you guys.
The Giants won that.
Yeah, the last time the Raiders won, I think it was 83.
Mm-hmm. Rod Martin, an alumni of my high school.
Oh,
it'd be cool. Funny if you also Hamilton. Saw like Elvis Costello in there, like he was trying to go to We Are the World and he wound up in the wrong studio.
Bruce, look at this is his verse.
How long?
Tackling and doing my job. This long's not short on quarterback sacks, and I love to sit on those running backs.
Terrible.
Silver, wear the black. We never retreat. We always attack.
Marcus, all right.
Marcus Allen.
He's a handsome guy. Even when you're
tired and your muscles Davis hated him for it too.
Yeah,
it's too hot.
I think he smacked his wife.
Well, no, remember we revealed that exclusive leaked audio on this podcast that explains why Al Davis hated Marcus Allen.
What was it again?
He played the game too beautifully.
Yeah. Is that Matt Millen with that hat on right
there? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
0-16 up?
Yeah, Lions.
Yeah.
Lions, great.
Gosh, nobody had a lineup back then.
The ball. I'm third and long near the end of the game. The quarterback likes
to call my name.
I'm not too fast.
And
I'm not too tall.
I'm not on the team at all. Who is this guy?
Elvis Costello.
Get out of here.
Just let him say every year he makes all pro. Why say most every year?
That's what I say in job interviews. All right, Carl, tell us a little bit about yourself. I tip the scales at 270. Most of the years I make all pro. Talking about podcasting. I'm a silver award winning award. All right, we can turn this off. This is enough. This is a goddamn enough. 2 minutes and 55 seconds. The audience will love that.
That's great radio.
That is good radio.
Go right watch. There. You should watch it. I have never seen that before.
That is great.
That I didn't know about that.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite
ones. Do you
think
that's why teams stopped doing it? Because they did it and lost?
Maybe. Well, technically the year before, the Patriots made one too. And it was garbage. Mm. Let's see the Patriots win. The Patriots and me.
So that if it was the year before, so they did it at the same time as the Bears?
Yeah.
The Super Bowl Shuffle?
Yeah.
Released Man, that is. By accident.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Patriots and we, I guess it was called. Watch this.
V66 has just brought you one of your last chances to see Chicago. Oh! Before New England buries the Bear.
Shoots himself.
This was 2 years before that one guy shot himself on camera.
Bud Dwyer.
Yeah.
Bud
Dwyer. Can we every one episode where we don't talk about Bud Dwyer? Yeah, he comes up a lot on the Foosballs podcast.
Comedians love Bud Dwyer.
Holy All right, smokes. So it wasn't the full team.
These women weren't on the team.
Wow.
He's singing.
This is the perfect Strangers theme song.
Yeah, this has a lot more of a sitcom theme song energy than a rap.
Yeah, it's not very intimidating.
80s rap vibe.
And they lost 59-3.
Yeah, that's tough. Now that guy's got to be a player.
Now it's the Bears, the big wind from Chicago.
Hope they take it easy on us.
That guy getting tackled.
We're going to cover the spread.
The gamblers. They were right.
Honestly, great call by the haters.
There's no way we'll lose. 46-10. So this was lamer.
Can you name even a player from Tony that Eason. Patriots team? Who the Tony hell Eason. Was on that Patriots?
Tony Eason?
Well, that was their
I don't know team. A single Patriots player before Drew Bledsoe.
Curtis Martin.
What a remarkable lack of history they had until the 90s.
They were terrible. It was like the Saints before 1998.
Yeah.
All right, take it easy.
Do you know who was on them when they were terrible? Like
hell
that?
Yeah.
Archie Manning.
Sam Mills.
And the rest.
Ricky Jackson.
Joe Horn.
No.
That was later. So, Amir, do you feel like it's got to be a weird feeling, you know, like you come around, the team leaves when you're pretty young. That sucks. But also, like, before you're born, they have a pretty significant heyday. Like,
yeah, that's why I was a Raiders fan. It was like awesome. They were like the cool team, and like all the rap stars loved them. I'm like, oh, I'm 11. I can fucking get into this. They were, you know,
winning Super Bowls. You had John Madden for a little while.
Yeah, they were sort of like the Cowboys and the Raiders were like the most two popular teams.
Yeah, you had Jim Plunkett and who's the other quarterback that was winning?
Stabler.
Ken Stabler.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, can we play the other video that's in your algorithm? Jason Aldean destroys woke CBS reporter.
Already clicked on. Why is it purple?
Kevin, would you like to continue watching this?
Watched times 5.
Special thank you.
Comments?
You're in the top, you ever seen you're that in the top 1% of watchers of this video.
You have the top comment. 3,000 upvotes. Yeah.
I always do this on guest mode, and I feel like it somehow sabotages me even more.
Sure, guess
the officer there. Tatum.
So if you always do it on guest mode, then this is your algorithm.
This is my work algorithm.
Totally different algorithm.
Topher, the Patriot is the next video. What is happening in this damn thing? I guess that's why that comes up.
When you search,
when you search New England Patriots, all this racist shit comes up.
People also liked an entire Tucker Carlson episode.
Yeah. So 1990s. I want to take us back to 1990s Los Angeles. Did you ever go to a game?
Yes, we went to a few games at the Coliseum.
And what was that experience like? And say it without, because I've heard things.
Yeah, like the black hole.
Well, no, just explain your experience. I won't even preface it.
Well, I was a 10-year-old Jewish boy, and my friend and his dad, we went to a game. And we would also go to the games when they moved to Oakland. We would go to see them in San Diego. That was like the closest version of it. Mm-hmm. But at the Coliseum, you know, it's like a drunk, rowdy crowd. And then I went to school near Oakland, so I would go to the games in Oakland as well. I went to like the first Monday Night Football back in the Oakland Raiders days, which was really fun as well. I would never like sit in like the black hole crazy section, but it was always like a rowdy good time.
What was it like? Can you liken those days to what it's like going to a Dodger game now? Because Dodger games are really fun to me. But people paint it with this negative brush that it's like, you're going to get beat up if you go. It's like, you're not going to get beat up if you're not talking shit.
Yeah, I never got threatened to be beaten up or joined a beating in progress. I was too far away from that action. It was very...
Ever tempted a little bit to join in on the beating in progress?
I mean, I would throw a beer at a Giants fan occasionally, yeah. But we wouldn't escalate it or anything like that. Yeah, I was far from the action, so I was never like in that whole universe of it all.
But, I also think like there are plenty of places where the sports atmosphere is like that. Like Midwest college football is like that. It can get dicey and stuff. But like the Raiders also like so happened that a lot of their fans would like dress up.
Yep. They would dress up like pirates.
What percentage of is that if people are drunk and rowdy and dress like pirates?
Yeah.
That it makes it a little bit scarier.
Yeah.
So the black hole was like a section like of the stadium where fans sat that just kind of became known.
Yeah, it was usually next to the end zone or like behind the goalposts where it's like the super fans that would dress up like pirates to watch the game.
And so that's just like a collection of season ticket holders that sort of collectively decided, hey, we're just insane.
Yeah, like hey, cool outfit. I should try that next week. Like oh yeah,
pound.
Awesome.
I was gonna say, like, other than the dog pound, it's one of the most famous like fan sections.
And the Redskins, the Cleveland Indians. Yeah, they dress up too.
But they don't have like a. But they're all dressed up racist. Yeah. They don't have like a specific.
Remember,
Redskins fans would dress up like pigs for some reason.
I never understood that.
Chiefs fans, like they banned wearing like headdresses and stuff, and man, they do not enforce that very well.
Yeah. Famously, this year there was that kid who was like half headdress, half blackface. It only looked like it. There was some explanation for it.
It's like one half of his face was black, the other was red.
But they took the photo made it look like
it was black. And then you know what? And conservatives were like quick to like. Defenders like, look, he wasn't wearing blackface. I was like, well, you know what? Even half. Let's just not do that. Yeah. Even half of it. Like,
people should be allowed to have fun at games. I was not mad about that or anything. But like, it's funny that just like with Kevin's YouTube algorithm, is like everything is blown out of proportion. Kevin loves those videos. So back in those days, I guess we got to talk about the Mount Rushmore at this point.
Okay.
We will say our Mount Rushmore first, who we think is on the Raiders' Mount Rushmore, and then you will correct us with your knowledge of the team
right
up until 1994.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's a tough one.
From 1988 to 1990. Let's call it 2002. Okay. 92 to 2002.
Wow. I think you got to have Madden. If we've established that you can have a coach on there, I think of all...
If we do a coach version. So, no, I think like coaches and general manager, all that stuff.
But didn't we let... Last week, we put a coach on for the Bears.
We did
for
the Chernobyl.
Okay.
We did for Chernobyl.
So we call it the Chernobyl Mount Rushmore, where it's grown a couple extra heads.
Got it.
No, that's really more of like a Three Mile Island thing than a Chernobyl thing, but it's in the zeitgeist thanks to...
Also, the pictures are hideously disfigured.
Yeah, there you go.
They're created in AI.
They're all sort of melting.
Yeah, their skin's melting.
Yeah. They're begging for death.
Stellan Skarsgård is watching in horror.
Generations of suffering.
Kill me. So... We got four. I'm nominating Howie Long first.
Look at him. He played college football at Villanova, which is like, do they even crazy? Have football anymore?
They don't have
the
football
only
anymore.
Football player I've ever is heard there, of coming. It's like coming out of anymore? Georgetown.
Georgetown still has football.
Do they?
Georgetown got their team back, I think, or they started a new team.
Interesting.
Villanova, I don't think, has football.
Wow. Yeah,
that was Kevin, just like looking at football? His Wikipedia. I was like, "Whoa, that's wild to see a guy."
I guess I never thought of that.
Drafted someone from Villanova not too long ago.
His name's Patrick Mahomes.
Kyle Lowry.
It was Josh.
Oh, they do have football. Are they D1?
They're incredible.
It must be like FCS. they're not FBS.
No, they won three straight national championships.
Jesus.
Oh, you're Bill.
They beat Clemson last year in the Sugar Bowl. How do we not know?
We shouldn't be hosting the show.
2009. So it's Division I FCS, the Coastal Athletic Association. Past conferences, the Atlantic 10, and then the Yankees. So yeah, they've had football. Right. Under heavy pressure from the students, the program was reinstated by the Board of Trustees in 1984. So,
I mean,
81, the program disbanded, and then 84, it came back.
They're in Philly.
Passanio was a Villanova guy.
You got Temple there, and Penn, but neither of them are doing anything football wise. It feels like an untapped market.
Well, New York City has like no football team either.
Yeah, like the whole Northeast, really. I mean, BC never does anything. Syracuse hasn't done anything since like Donovan McNabb.
Loserville, so USA, up there.
Kind of weird.
So Howie Long.
We got Howie Long.
Mm-hmm. Marcus Allen.
Marcus Allen.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy because he didn't play that long, but Bo Jackson makes you think Raiders too. But I know you can't put him on the
because of the video games.
Yeah.
Probably also on the Kansas City Royals, Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. George here's Brett a tough one. Also. Charles Woodson.
Yeah.
My man.
Now, would he be on there? Like, as he was, I think, better with the Packers, but when I think of him, I picture him in a Raiders uniform. Yeah. So.
He was, I feel like, one of those first guys who was like a great corner, and then he hit like 31. He was like, I'm going to play free safety, and then like revived his career. And now
played another 7 years.
Now you see it a lot, but he was the first guy I really remember doing that too. Of like, I don't quite have the twitchiness to be a corner anymore, but I could be a free safety for another decade and be like pretty good.
This is easy. I just stand here.
Yeah, it had to make free safeties feel bad. Yeah.
All right, you're old. Now you play free safety.
Yeah. Oh, that's my position.
Like, imagine if, like, Kyle Lowry, not to mention him for the second time in 5 minutes. But imagine if,
Kyle Lowry.
Now that his legs were rooted, if it was just like he could just go play power forward, yeah. Be like a borderline all-star.
He's
like
a stretch four in a way.
Like, dude, that doesn't really work for other sports.
Yeah.
I guess sometimes catchers get too old in baseball, and then they're like, I'll play second base or some shit.
Or maybe DH.
DH, great example. All right, my whole fucking premise is stupid.
Imagine Kyle Lowry on the fucking Atlanta Braves. Oh, that
God, like? Baby. Ray Guy.
Ray punting.
Guy? Imagine Kyle Lowry punting.
Imagine a guy.
Imagine Ray Guy doing anything.
Oh, a guy. Well, the Braves did have a lot of football players because we had Dion, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you remember Brian Jordan? I think, the Braves and the Falcons. He was dope, man.
That's awesome.
I don't remember him.
The other thing I remember about him is he was on the team when John Rocker said his shit. And Brian Jordan was like the most got to get this fucking guy out of here of any guy on the team. And it was like, hell yeah, man.
When did we stop allowing guys to do both? Be two sport athletes.
Yeah, because they only get a lot of guys play spring training. Like Russell Wilson plays spring training.
I mean, Kyler Murray was the seventh overall pick in the MLB draft. Yeah. But yeah, you don't see it much anymore. And especially now, you almost always just see baseball, football. There's hardly ever like a third. Todd Helton, do you know him? He was a quarterback for Tennessee. Wow. And he was a borderline Hall of Famer with the Rockies.
You rarely see the basketball hockey version of that, though.
Yeah. You don't see...
Only Luke Robitaille starting small forward for the Kansas City Royals.
Really?
No. That'd be awesome.
I remember when San Diego State was in the Elite or Final Four last year or whatever, and they had the trivia question of who the all-time assist leader for San Diego State was. Do you guys know the answer?
Tony Gwynn.
That's great.
Baseball-basketball crossover. Yeah. You don't see
cool. He got drafted to the Clippers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To the San Diego Clippers.
Tom Glavine, the Braves pitcher, was drafted by the LA Kings. He's a rare baseball-hockey crossover.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Wow. People can be real good athletes out here.
I know. I read that Giancarlo Stanton was like a blue-chip quarterback prospect.
He
too.
Was.
It makes sense, man.
I remember him when I was in high school.
A-Rod, I think, played QB. Yeah.
Yeah, in high school, they could probably play every sport. If you're a freak athlete, you're probably great at everything.
Have you ever watched Allen Iverson play quarterback?
Yeah.
Fucking right. I mean, it's a sad story. And that it's a must-watch 30 for 30. It was done by Bill James, who did Hoop Dreams, too. Did the Allen Iverson 30 for 30 about his trial when he was in high school and stuff. But he was arguably, a better football player than basketball player.
Do you know I didn't know anything about that?
Me neither. I had no
idea. I didn't know anything about that whole thing and how there are people still in that town who hate him. Like, he didn't even have nothing to do. They just hated him because he was just good at everything.
No one got arrested, but he was famous because of his football state championship. And so someone's like, I saw Allen Iverson hit a white kid with a chair or whatever. And then he had to spend his whole senior year on, like, fucking death row.
Yeah.
Tried as an adult. It's a crazy
thing. And shout out to John Thompson for still giving him a chance.
Yeah. I, like, literally, that 30 for 30 had me, like, crying.
it made me so upset. Bro. Yeah. I didn't know any of that stuff. I was like, man, I was too young to know any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Because I don't even remember Allen Iverson's early years. I remember him crossing over Jordan, and I remember him playing against the Lakers in 2000.
I actually do remember him at Georgetown because I fucking loved this movie when I was a kid called The Sixth Man.
Yeah, with Kadeem Hardison and Marlon Wayans.
And one of the Wayans is, and it's like two brothers who are basketball players, and one of them dies in a freak accident. The other one goes to the University of Washington, and with the help of his brother's ghost, they lead the team to the Final Four, and they play Georgetown, and Iverson makes a little cameo as himself. And that was like the first thing I remember of I must have seen that movie 10 times. And of course it ends with like him shooting a full court like prayer at the buzzer, and the brother's gonna like the ghost is gonna like catch and dunk it. He like waves his brother off and the shot goes in.
Iverson dunks on the ghost.
Iverson puts his nuts in the ghost's face.
Gets arrested.
You're a ghost, man. You gotta have more ups than this.
Yeah, it is cheating. Like they were just cheating the whole
time. Yeah, so the 90s were a time of sports movies about like, you know, rookie of the or Angels in the Outfield.
A lot of supernatural.
Yeah, cheating.
Rookie of the year was kind of rookie of the year was like he learned to throw really hard, but most of the outs he got were like via hidden ball trick and shit like
which is still legal.
The sequel to Sixth Man is just University of Washington getting the death penalty, like then losing all their scholarships for the next 10 years. Like, you were cheating. You had a ghost helping you.
But then and it ruins all their lives and they all fall into drugs and bad behavior. They all die, and then in 10 years when the program's reinstated, now there's a bunch of ghosts.
There's a bunch of ghosts. All right, Marlon Wayans' story continues. So that happens, he gets the death penalty, he doesn't make it to the league. And so then he becomes the character that he was in Requiem for a Dream.
Those movies are, that is sort of a spiritual sequel.
Yeah.
And Scary Movie 4.
Yeah.
Iverson's in Juana Man and in Requiem for a Dream. According to this, Sixth Man is what I meant. Oh, yeah.
He exists in those universes. Yeah, absolutely.
And in Juana Man, actually.
If you'd like to watch the video recording of this episode and check out some bonus shows with the guys, go to patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, so we got Howie Long.
Marcus Allen.
I mean.
Ken Stabler, Charles Woodson. Tim Brown.
Now, that was what I was going to ask you about. Tim Brown.
Yeah. Because
he was a Tom Marinovich. What do you like? Is Tim Brown on there? Because he played for years.
There's also just like a lot of greats who came through not in their prime. Randy Moss, Antonio Brown, like a
Jerry
lot.
Rice.
Of,
yeah. Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice.
Yeah, somehow Randy Moss went there Devontae during right his prime. And then just sucked. I hated
it. He put his prime on pause for a year to be on the Raiders, and then he reactivated it on the Patriots.
Yeah, he went from washed to unwashed.
Yeah.
Do y'all think that, like, it is like player empowerment? So there's like not much of it in football, but these players will go to teams that are bad organizations. Like, they'll just, like, you think they just want the money more? Is that just show you how much less football players get paid than basketball players? Because, like, it feels like basketball players, they're not about to go to a bad situation
Yeah.
Even for the money. You know, like nobody wanted, like, if Donald Sterling could have offered somebody, you know, $100 million in 1996, and people are still like, I'm not going to play for the Clippers.
Like, yeah. I mean, I
think living
certain,
in LA.
I think it's certain positions, guys, like, if you've got one shot at a contract, and.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
If you're like 27, you're a cornerback, like L'Jarius Sneed, where it's like, this is my contract. This is it. I'll go wherever. Sure.
Yeah.
The Tennessee Titans. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shorter career. But I mean,
in basketball, I feel like you'll see not like the top stars do it, but like Fred VanVleet went to the fucking Rockets.
Yeah. But the Rockets actually, who owns that team now? Tillman Fertitta or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he's not really.
Oh, so you mean more just like a bad
not organization.
Not just a currently bad situation, like, but like a toxic organization.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like Randy Moss going to the Raiders at that time, like, they weren't competing.
No. It was in like the post Gannon. I mean, who was. Who did they bring through?
Jamarcus Russell?
Was
Randy Moss's quarterback?
When did they have Tuiasosopo? No, him was kind of a disappointment, right?
That was like 2000.
Yeah, it was right before. So, yeah, I think Moss got traded in 2004 and played a couple years. And then his first year with the Patriots was 16-0.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's year Jamarcus Russell got drafted.
That's crazy. No, it wasn't Derek Carr played 2004. Who was the quarterback of the Raiders in 2004?
That might have been like
Aaron Brooks.
Or it's Tuiasosopo. Aaron Brooks is actually, I think, spot on. Oh, it might have been even Dante Culpepper at one point. Because Dante Culpepper ended up out there too.
Aaron Brooks was still with us through 2003.
Mm-hmm. So that would be then.
I think it's
Aaron Brooks.
Too?
Huh?
Was Aaron Brooks from Tulane too? Or was that Sean King?
No,
the grifter social justice activist, yeah. Sean King. Not a lot of people know it's the same Sean King who was the quarterback for like the Bucks.
I don't know where Aaron Brooks went. I think
he Aaron Brooks was with the Saints from 2000 to 2005, and he was only with the Raiders in 2006. So he did play with Moss.
Yeah,
there you go.
But Moss had to have been playing with somebody else too.
Aaron Brooks wasn't that bad of a quarterback.
No, he was good.
He's a pretty good quarterback. Right.
We've thrown some names out, Amir. Who are your four?
He's in the Saints
the
Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Okay, Tim Brown for sure, because he was a lifelong Raider and everybody's favorite Raider.
88 to 03 or something like that?
A
long time.
You're saying when I was a fan or when Tim Brown
when Tim
was
Brown
there?
Played.
Yeah, 100% overlap. Yeah, he was like there for like 12 years, has all the records. So Tim Brown for sure. I have Jeff Hostetler up there just because it's a cool name, great mustache, awesome quarterback.
Aired it out. Okay.
Everybody loves the Haas. And then
did they really? Is he like...
Yeah, I did, yeah, as a kid. and then the last two I saved for the best, most exciting wide receivers that we had when I was growing up. One is Rocket Ismail, who's the best like name in professional sports, I think.
Oh, out of Notre Dame, I remember.
Rocket
him
Ismail.
And brother, him and brother. Tim Brown played another
missile. Yeah,
the missile.
Ismail.
Ismail and,
two great names, fantastic
names.
Wait,
is the other wideout Porter?
The other wideout is James Jett. Who was also really fast, and his name was James Jett. So Al Davis went from drafting only black people when nobody else was drafting black people to like, let's just draft the fastest people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was
Darius
awesome.
Hayward
as a fucking,
Bay.
Yes,
doctrine,
exactly.
Yeah.
So I was just like,
Ted Ginn?
Who runs the fastest 40?
No, he didn't draft Ted Ginn. No.
But they traded for him.
Yeah.
Ted Ginn got drafted to the Dolphins, didn't he?
Panthers, and like as a 12-year-old, I agreed with that strategy. I'm like, just get the fastest guys. Like fucking.
At some point, it's going to work.
Yeah. James Jett, I think, was an Olympic track star.
Honestly,
and it was just awesome to see him fucking like bomb down the field. So at one point we had Rocket Ismail, Tim Brown, and James Jett.
Woo.
I mean, Jeff George airing it out. You got to appreciate that as a 13-year-old.
It is kind of just the Madden approach in real life.
Run the Hail Mary every time on NFL Blitz.
Slightly more sophisticated Madden approach is let me check the speed and the acceleration. Those two numbers, because if you're 98 speed but 89 acceleration, you're no good. But that's as deep as I get
seconds,
in Madden.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. Let me find the guy who's like a 64 overall but fast, and I can just run 30 slants a game with
that's
him and
awesome.
I'll be fine.
Yeah, so
that's what
my
Al Davis wanted to do in real life.
And it almost kind of worked, but by the time it did work, we had Rich Gannon, who like would never air it out. Like all his stuff was like short passes, yards after catch.
Completed like 24
style.
Passes in a row.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, they're all like 8 yards. Yeah. Like this is some sort of hack.
He's running a West Coast offense, but the rest of the offense is designed to
that's
be.
Right.
He wouldn't be
air raid.
He's not getting close. Is he getting close to the Mount Rushmore?
Rich Gannon, yeah. I mean, he did lead us to the promised land, and I think he won MVP
he
one
won
year
that year, yeah,
that
which
year.
Is insane.
And
to
they
think
lost,
that the Raiders
but they lost the Super.
They got destroyed.
They lost to Tampa Bay.
The Tampa Bay, when Gruden was the coach of Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he left.
How did you feel about them giving that 10-year crazy deal to John Gruden?
I mean, it seemed like it was a good deal at the time because we were such a garbage franchise. You mean when he came back after all that stuff? Most recently, you mean?
Yeah.
But everybody was like, you know, like he's not in the NFL anymore. He's not worth like being an NFL coach anymore. But then by that time, I was barely a Raiders fan, of course. Sure. So I didn't really mind.
And you supported everything he said in his email.
Yeah, and I was on the other end. I was BCC'd on a lot of those emails.
You were doing
Amir
a butt.
I was egging him on. Yeah.
You were doing a butt his emails when he was fired.
That's true.
Because you were like, but his emails are a reason to keep him around.
Yes, exactly.
You kept responding to all of them. So funny.
Keep it up, John.
You did like the Elon Musk, like, wow.
Yeah.
Or like, very, what does he always say on like racist tweets?
This.
He's always just like, very
arrow.
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting.
Big if true.
Yeah.
All the like the Raider greats that came before my time, like everyone talks about, like Biletnikoff and Ken Stabler and Howie Long and all those guys. But I never watched football like that growing up. So all my guys were like the most exciting wideouts when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Who we're forgetting?
Art Shell,
one of the first. The first black player to play left guard, right guard.
Really?
You know who the other guard was?
Gene Upshaw. Yeah.
Whoa, players union president.
Those were the two players that he drafted.
To play guard.
Because they said that black dudes weren't smart enough to learn pulling formations. So
black dudes at the time could play like
tackle, receiver, corner,
running back.
And running back.
Okay.
And outside linebackers.
What about our black punter?
Marquette King.
What's his name?
Marquette King.
Marquette King, yeah.
We said it at the same time.
He's a Twitter guy now.
Yeah. A hole opened up in the ceiling and he came down.
Yeah. He's a troll.
Well,
is he a troll?
That's sort of Al Davis reincarnated. Like, let's get a black punter this time.
Yeah,
he was
hot shit for a minute.
Let's put Janikowski on the Mount Rushmore.
Oh, Janikowski.
He had a celebration dance.
Got to put Janikowski on. Yeah, he had a great celebration dance. But we got to put Janikowski and maybe even Shane Leckler on there because he was also a lifelong Raider who made a bunch of Pro Bowls.
One of the best punter and one of the best kickers.
It's got to count for something.
Raiders got a lot of people. I wasn't talking about Art Shield. I was talking about, damn it, you made me forget. But I think of Art Shell was also the first black head coach, also on the Raiders.
He was an LA Raiders coach.
Yeah.
And he went to like somewhere weird too, like Maryland Eastern Shore or UMBC or something crazy.
You look up Art Shell, it's spelled ART.
And then look up Shell Art. I'm going to decorate my house.
Yeah. Because I'm taking a beach vacation soon and I don't want to get gouged on the price when I'm get there.
Key
I
want to
buy it ahead of time.
Art Shell, Shell
University
Art.
Of Maryland Eastern Shore. Yeah, you got it right.
Oh, he's still alive.
Yeah, he's only 77 years old.
Good on Art.
Yeah, and he coached the Raiders, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the second black coach. Who was the first?
Oh. Okay, the first. Oh, was it somebody like back in like the 1930s or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. The coach like Night Train Lane or something.
Yeah, he was just kind of passing.
Yeah, I guess he's the second pro football black.
Yeah,
he's the first black coach in the modern NFL.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, it's gonna be something weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Newt Rockne.
Yeah, somebody maybe coached back then.
Fritz Pollard.
Fritz Pollard, who was a coach and also the quarterback of the team. Yeah. And who wore number 77.
Let me
give
myself a German name so I can slide under the.
Yeah.
He's also like the only coach to be 26 years old.
Yeah.
Still older than Sean McVay.
Did I ever show you guys the TikTok of Sean McVay?
Oh, yeah, the dancing, the cheerleader.
Oh, yeah.
That shit is so funny. What were we going to talk about? I forgot the other players. There's so many players that play for Ray. Oh, what's my man that played guard? Latino guy that was in the Modelo commercials.
Oh, Vasquez or no.
Raiders guard.
Kevin, type in Raiders guard Modelo commercial.
Ron Rivera.
Not Ron Rivera. Although him too. Or Jermaine
Eliminor?
Maybe he didn't play for the Raiders. But the guy who died, the guy who
Seo?
No, he didn't play for the Raiders.
But you just said maybe he didn't play for the Raiders and died.
No, there's been plenty of players that have died. there's been plenty of guys. NFL guard Modelo.
Not Anthony. You're not talking about Anthony Munoz, are you?
Anthony Munoz, yes.
Yeah, he was the Bengals.
Also
a Bengals guy.
But he was a USC guy, I believe.
That's why I'm thinking that. Yeah, Anthony Munoz. But also the guy that died that played defensive tackle.
Lyle Alzado.
Yeah. You put him in there?
Didn't he die of AIDS?
No.
Whatever. Episode ends.
That's a foosballs exclusive.
Did he die of AIDS?
NFL player.
Did he do blood transfusion?
I don't know. Are you sticking up for him? He could get AIDS the old-fashioned way. must have been a blood transfusion.
Yeah, not my man. My man got to do a blood transfusion.
This ain't your grandma's AIDS. Again, no, sorry about your grandma.
Lala, you say that about Lala Zedo, Amir. It was a blood transfusion.
It was, but he was blowing a guy at the time. That's why it got mixed up.
Nah, he was definitely on cocaine. I think he had a heart attack.
Search Lyle Alzado, cause of death, quote, gay sex, end quote.
Yeah, maybe stay on guest for that search, Kevin.
Blood transfusion. No, not Lyle is L-Y-L-E. He spelled it like
just the normal way, not the made up way you came up with it.
L-I-S-L.
Short for Lyland.
Lies.
Lies La Bonita. I hope it's
blood Alzado. A-L-Z-A-D-O. Yeah, there he is.
Steroids. Still alive.
Steroid use.
Needles.
Yeah.
Needles.
Sharing needles.
Oh shit. Let's go down to his death.
Forward. Oh no. It was brain cancer.
Oh okay.
We were way off. Jesus. AIDS.
I didn't even know that. I didn't even know brain cancer you could get from gays.
I didn't even know you could die from that.
Is there a reverse Mount Rushmore to be had for the Raiders with like Robert Gallery, Jamarcus Russell?
We should start doing that because
Hall of Shame.
Yeah. Who's in the Hall of Shame?
Who's the guy that went crazy?
Barrett Robbins.
Incognito.
There was another guy like who killed somebody the night before the Super Bowl or something. Was that
Barrett Robbins? Was the guy he went nuts. He was bipolar and so he like just escaped the team hotel.
Russell Maryland? Was that another guy that
he was a good player. He might have done something crazy.
It also like being like a star football player and and being like bipolar, it's really just like an easy way for I feel like people to slip through. I'm like, he's an animal, man. You know?
Just football players crazy enough, and then you throw in some sort
of
he's an animal. He'll just like go nuts on the field sometimes and then other times he'll sleep for 4 days.
Yeah.
Barrett Robbins. Did he kill somebody?
No,
I don't think he killed somebody. He did something bad the night before the Super Bowl.
Ray Lewis?
Post-football troubles.
And then he didn't play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he didn't show up. Yeah.
That's insane.
Was he a baller?
He was good. He was like a pro bowler.
That's like if you had the gritty drama series that you're writing about the NFL, you would have that shit happen where someone just flat out misses the Super Bowl. Yeah, it doesn't happen.
I mean, you read my baller spec script, right?
I did.
That's exactly what happens verbatim. And, the entire team misses the Super Bowl.
It feels like
only Barrett Robbins shows up.
It feels like your baller script. Now, be honest, Amir. Was it originally a spec script of ESPN's drama Playmakers that you repurposed for Ballers?
All I did was change the title page.
Yeah, because you don't refer to the team or characters in Ballers. You even call the one character
Playmaker.
Omar Gooding. You don't even know the character's name from Playmakers.
Omar Gooding.
Should we talk a little bit about what's going on this week in the NFL? There was one pretty big trade.
Yeah, we've got a breaking news story coming in here to the Foosballs news desk. The Buffalo Bills have traded Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans for a 2025 second round draft pick.
great for C.J. Stroud. I mean, he's already got Collins and Dell. I feel like C.J. Stroud is sitting pretty right now.
Like, Diggs kind of, I think, goes to that team, and he's wide receiver two. So I think at this point right now, Nico Collins is a better player.
Really? You would say that already?
I mean, if you just look at their like the stats, especially how they finished like the back half of the season, maybe, Collins was way, way better.
Football trades make no sense to me because like someone could be like the best player on the team and then 2 years later it's like traded for a fifth round pick. It's like, what happened?
You guys got Antonio Brown from us for a sixth round pick, and that was before he was fully insane. I was like, a sixth round
pick? So nobody offered a first rounder for Stephon Diggs like in the entire NFL?
Or Lamar Jackson a couple years ago.
Like, I don't understand.
I think he's like 31. So like the Chiefs just traded, I think, probably like one of the top three cornerbacks in football, who's 27, and they could only get a 2025 third round pick for him. I'm like, what?
So not one team on the entire league has offered a second round pick for the best cornerback?
No, absolutely not.
The second round pick could be someone half as good as this star cornerback. We can't risk that.
Meanwhile, in the NBA, it's like, we have a chance at Bruce Brown. We have to give up our 2023 first, 2025 first, 2026 first and 28 draft swaps.
For DeJounte Murray.
Yeah.
A guy who's like barely a fringe all-star. Oh, look, Lyle Alzada's in the Jewish Sports Hall of Fame.
I was going to say that.
I shouldn't have besmirched his name.
Oh, now you care.
Oh,
maybe so it was a blood
transfusion. It's besmirched. I wonder, I feel like there's going to be the fantasy implication is going to be like, it's going to be frustrating as hell to own any of those Texans wideouts because any of them could go off on a given week. And I also feel like someone's like, I feel like there's a great fantasy value to be found in Buffalo because Josh Allen is going to sling it. They're getting worse and all three other teams in their division are getting better. So they're probably like, I feel like the Bills are going to be playing from behind more. They're going to be passing it more. And whether it's like,
probably
remember
Kincaid.
How Kincaid, it might be like Kincaid to the moon next year. It might be the Khalil Shakir guy who came on really strong at the end of the year. Like,
yeah,
he's still there, right?
Well, they'll definitely draft.
Gabe Davis is gone.
Gone.
Where's
Diggs
he at?
Is gone.
Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah.
They'll draft someone, but like, either whoever they draft, Shakir, Kincaid, like someone's going to go off next year.
Yeah.
Didn't they have a tight end that caught a lot too?
Kincaid.
Yeah.
Kincaid and Dawson Knox. Dawson Knox.
Yeah.
So Kincaid was really going off when Knox was out, not so much when they were both healthy, but.
But
also tight end, the last position that's still only white. You gotta appreciate that. They're holding on to that.
They refuse to throw it to the black.
What is it about tight ends specifically?
Yeah, Kyle Pitts, I'm sorry, I can't get a fucking target.
Kyle Pitts can't get a target.
Meanwhile, the Cowboys have nine of them. They all look like Jason Witten.
Somebody threw hot chicken grease in David Njoku's face. Yeah.
And they're not just white. They have like the whitest names. Yes. They're all named like Dalton.
Yeah.
Schultz.
Luke Musgrave.
Knox. Yeah, they're always the whitest of whites. 6'8".
Schoenemacher. What's the guy's name?
Luke Schoenemacher?
Yeah. That plays in Dallas. Yeah.
Yeah, what's the sabotage of the black tight end? They got Kellen Winslow Jr. They sent those
Raiders
old
had a great
out.
Black
Never
tight
again.
End. Ricky Dudley. He was one of the L.A. Raider greats. Put him on the Mount Rushmore too. Ricky Dudley. Shout out to Ricky Dudley. Had a long neck.
Here's a question I got for people who watch football before I start. What was the tight end position before? Like, I remember, of course, my man and Antonio Gates.
Mm-hmm. Tony like before basketball players started playing tight end.
Antonio Gates, Tony Gonzalez, Algie Crumpler. You know,
well, Kellen Winslow Sr.
He was a big target. But what about other tight ends in those years? Were they just more blocking? When it was really heavy on the running back,
like I bet Shannon it was Sharp mostly was good. Blocking.
Yeah, Shannon Sharp was like a good, like receiver weapon. But then, the 80s were kind of.
He was the first, though, because he was a receiver in college, but they said he was too slow to play a receiver in the NFL.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so he moved to tight end. Because he was a receiver following in his brother's footsteps.
Bavaro, wasn't he a guy on the Giants?
Mark Bavaro, we talked about him last week.
Yeah. Technical
Shannon
specialist.
Sharp come from an HBCU?
He did, Savannah State.
Yeah.
I said that in the in the time lapse.
In the time lapse, yeah, we missed that, but you did mention Savannah and Kennesaw and Gardner Webb.
Every 15 seed, Hampton College.
Yeah, every 15 seed.
Fairleigh Dickinson.
Fairleigh Dickinson ain't black.
Mississippi Valley State.
Yeah, Mississippi Valley, that's where Jerry Rice went. And a quarterback was really good that year, too. He actually got all of Jerry. I can't think of his name, but their quarterback was really good when they had Jerry Rice.
He got all of Jerry Rice's girls when he left?
Huh?
He got all of Jerry Rice's girls.
He got all of Jerry Rice's girls. Now, he ended up playing like the USFL and then played on the strike, one of the strike teams, and did well.
In the movie The Replacements with Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He was the kicker with the cigarette in his mouth.
No, he was Orlando Jones.
Orlando Jones character. Yeah, they couldn't catch.
You know, the kicker with a cigarette in his mouth was the guy who played the king on House of the Dragon. That blew my mind.
Oh, shit.
That Reese.
Ifans.
Yeah.
He still had a cigarette in his mouth, though.
He still had the cigarette.
So kicking footballs?
They had to establish cigarettes in Westeros to make that work.
Lester, what's last
Hayes?
Name? Lester Hayes.
Yeah.
That inspired the Replacements, Orlando Jones, when they put all the stickum on the hand. He couldn't get the ball off in the touchdown. Like, Lester Hayes had all that stickum shit on him. Did you ever see that picture of him?
No.
So, does he go in the Raiders Hall of Fame?
Just okay, up there.
One more thing to Google before we get out of here. Lester Hayes stickum. They banned stickum in the league because this dude had, like, more interceptions than anybody had ever had in history. Like, if you look at the, like, just click on images. And you see all that shit he had on his hand.
God.
Like, this dude was
it
just
looks
cheating.
Like Chubbs's hand from Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, he's just got big clumps of like dirt
just
and grass.
Like, he's got wood glue all over.
Jesus.
That is hilarious.
That's a mummy.
And it was all over his uniform. Like, he would just put it all over. Like, if you click on the second picture of the second row.
That looks like that belongs that picture, in your Chernobyl
like, look,
Hall
he's got
of
it on his
too.
Socks. Yeah. He's got it everywhere. So he could just, like, wherever the ball goes, he could just, like, stick to himself.
Yeah, it's like Velcro. Like,
and they were like, man, we can't. No, man.
But unlike Orlando Jones, he did have the good sense to not clap when they broke the huddle and get his two hands stuck together, making Jon Favreau mad. And Pam's boyfriend from The Office was blind. I remember way too much about The Replacements.
It was on silent in Birds the other night. Look at this shit. All that goddamn stickum is
caked in glue.
Kind of goes hard, honestly, in that picture. Cool. It's like a demon deteriorating defensive back.
With the pony cleats on. All right, Amir. Thank you for joining us and talking a little bit of Raiders football.
I think we learned a lot.
I think we learned a ton.
Mostly about
how I lost
death. Yeah, Lala's and those calls of death. Where can they find you, Amir?
Guess HeadGum. Yeah, I have some podcasts here, and then hopefully you guys have something else you want to listen to on the HeadGum Podcast Network.
Maybe you want to listen to this show.
If you're listening to this show, you're already doing it. So just keep doing that.
Keep doing that.
Keep doing it.
Please keep doing it.
Hit previous episode.
Start this episode over.
Let's run it. Let's run it back.
Can find some Easter eggs.
Let's see if we can go back.
We said a lot of stuff that we should cut out.
Let's say some stuff backwards right now that people can play backwards and find the hidden meaning of. Does everyone want to make one controversial statement but say it backwards?
In reverse.
Fairleigh Dickinson is not an HBCU.
Listeners of a fantasy football podcast all committed mass suicide.
So he went crazy.
Yeah. The deaths are in the tens.
Bishop State Community College.
Where did Terrell Owens go?
Middle Terrell Owens also went to Savannah State.
I thought he went to like Middle Tennessee.
Chattanooga.
Like
he went to
University of Tennessee, Chattanooga.
Yeah.
Which is not an HBCU.
Was Scottie Pippen's an HBCU, like Central Arkansas or
Central
whatever?
Arkansas was not. Pine Bluff is the HBCU.
Yeah, which is where
Arkansas Pine Bluff?
Yeah.
Teron Armstead went, I think. Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of guys NFL guys have been there. Yeah.
And those are the D1s. Like, there's a bunch of D2s. North Carolina Central. Arkansas Baptist. Dillard University in New Orleans. The school I went to, Wilberforce University in Ohio.
BYU.
That's why I know about Ohio, because I went to it. BYU, the biggest. That's Black Youth University?
Yeah, that's what it stands for.
We'll see you next week right here on Foosballs. Thank you so much.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.